Mid-Island Co-op pledges $1 million for Nanaimo Cancer Center. Mid-Island Co-op has announced a $1 million matching pledge for a new BC Cancer Center in Nanaimo. The pledge means the company, which owns gas stations and liquor stores in the Mid-Island region, will match donations to the facility up to $1 million. The co-op says the donation is the largest gift in its history, highlighting the importance of the BC Cancer Center for Mid and Up Island communities. Construction of the $289 million Cancer Center is expected to start next year, with completion expected in 2028. The three-story center will be built next to Nanaimo Regional General Hospital's Ambulatory Care Building. The second floor will have a computed topography, court, simulator and a PET, CT diagnostic scanner, while the Oncology Ambulatory Care Unit will have 12 exam rooms, 4 consultation rooms and space for medical physicists and radiation therapists. The lower level will contain concrete vaults for radiation equipment. Mid-Island Co-op is proud to partner with the BC Cancer Foundation and contribute to the development of the new BC Cancer Center in Nanaimo that will serve cancer patients on Vancouver Island north of the Malahat, said Ian Anderson, Mid-Island Co-op's CEO. This is not only an investment into the healthcare structure of our region, but also in our company's belief in the power of community and giving back. We encourage other organizations to contribute to the BC Cancer Foundation and the new BC Cancer Center in Nanaimo. About 6,000 cancer cases are diagnosed on the island each year, and the number is increasing due to an aging and growing population. For more information, or to donate, go to bccancerfoundation.com. Museum launches free entry offer. The Maritime Museum of BC is offering free admission for children, youth, and adults living on a low income as part of the City of Victoria's Leisure Involvement for Everyone, Life, program. The program is designed to offer free or reduced fee options for a variety of activities for low-income residents of Victoria, including swimming and skating. Laura Robin, School and Public Programs Manager at the museum, said it's been providing free admission to clients of partner organizations since 2019. We are so excited to now be included in the City of Victoria lineup of LifePass arts, culture, leisure and recreational activities. Only residents of Victoria can apply for the Life program. Others can visit during the museum's community days, when it offers admission by donation. The next community days are June 2nd and July 27th. Admission is free for children 12 and under, and there is discounted admission rate for youth and seniors. For more information, go to mmbc.bc.ca/visit. More information on the Life Pass can be found on the City of Victoria website. Anniversary boost for disaster aid. A benefactor is helping Disaster Aid Canada commemorate its 20 years of humanitarian aid around the world with a $20,000 matching challenge. Originally established by members of the Rotary Club of Ladysmith, the charity provides equipment, materials and financial support to communities and countries affected by disasters and crises. They have responded to everything from the devastating effects of Russia's invasion of Ukraine to BC communities ravaged by wildfires and floods. The family of the late Jake Bruinwoud, a member of Rotary and a board member of Disaster Aid Canada, has pledged $20,000 to match every donation made to Disaster Aid Canada that includes a $20 contribution. This means that every dollar donated, starting from $20, will be doubled to support those in need. We are immensely grateful for the unwavering support of our community over the past two decades, said Frank Elsom, spokesperson for Disaster Aid Canada. As we celebrate this milestone, we invite everyone to join us in doubling the impact of their donations through this generous matching challenge. Disaster Aid Canada operates primarily through private donations and relies heavily on volunteers to carry out its mission. For more information, go to disasteraid.ca or contact Frank Elsom at frank@disasteraid.ca or 250-661-9665. Scholarship deadline is May 31st. The deadline to apply for the new Rick and Amanda Hansen Scholarship for Youth with Disabilities is fast approaching. The scholarship, funded by the April 1st Foundation, is for up to $10,000 per year for those under the age of 30. 20% of youth in Canada are living with a disability, and people with disabilities are less likely to report completing higher levels of education compared to those living without, said Doremi Ayling, Rick Hansen Foundation CEO. Rick and Amanda Hansen believe that people of all abilities should have the right to a barrier-free education. This is an excellent opportunity for youth who align with their values of perseverance, inclusivity, and being a difference maker. The scholarship is for students looking to complete a 1 to 4 year post-secondary program at a publicly funded institution in Canada. The deadline for applications is May 31st. Successful recipients will be announced in August. For more information, including eligibility and evaluation criteria, go to rickhansen.com/scholarship. Parai@timescolonist.com.